This is The Breakfast Show on Tux FM 107.2.
That's true. Nduduzi, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Oh, thank you.
Have you been having a good Thursday so far?
Yeah.
Have you had breakfast?
I'm actually in the process of making breakfast.
Okay, well, we might make your breakfast so much sweeter. Listen, do you have plans today?
Nope.
Do you feel like meeting Nasty C today? because I'm here to call you and tell you that that's exactly what you're going to be doing today. We have literally selected your one. Gone through all of them, and you're the one who is going to be seeing Nasty C today. And even if not today, tomorrow you'll be at 012 Central with him over there, and you'll possibly also just get to meet him there. So you might even get to meet him twice in 2 days. You can make good friends over these past 2 days. months disbelief. Shout out to you. That was a cipher and a half.
Yeah, it was.
That was a cipher and a half.
The effort, the bars, you did it.
Well thought out.
This is the Tux FM Breakfast Show.
Bam badam bam be. Okay, so listen, cipher sessions. This is the one we picked out as our favorites, because the other ones were
at the moment
were okay, yeah. But this is number one. Even a beat, eh?
Killer complexity, inactivity. Preachers preaching product, cause Sam probably lost the sanity. Just cop the coffin to compound all of my endorphins. My happy feeling deserted like an orphan.
You're listening to The Rhythm of the Campus, Tux FM 107.2.
Your favorite denim brand, Levi, opens a factory outlet store in Pretoria CBD on the 17th of October. Get down to the store in Blue Street Mall to take advantage of their amazing opening specials. You can get 3 pairs of jeans for only 999 rands.
This is the Tux FM Breakfast Show.
It's going to be a $10 purple emoji on Tux FM 107.2. And essentially what I wanted us to talk about today is racial preferences that people have in dating. So essentially what I mean by this is, if you have like racial preferences, like you say, I only date white guys, or I only date like black girls, or like that kind of thing of like racially like segregating your dating market.
Okay.
Is it racist? Is it discriminatory? Is it problematic? Because I have my own opinion, because this comes from a conversation I was, you know, it's conversations I have with a few friends where some of my black male friends will be like, I only date white girls kind of thing.
Okay.
And then the sentiment that was shared to me is like, Or like black girls who would say, I only date white men, that would not be racist. Then I'm like, but how? Like, someone would question it. Then if that same white guy, or if a white girl says, I only date black guys, is that then not racist? Or if a white guy's like, oh, I only date white girls, but then that is. So I'm just trying to find the limits and the boundaries that exist for that kind of racial preferencing in your relationships. So you guys can let me know, 061-720-1072, what you think about it.
This is The Breakfast Show on Tux FM 107.2.
Day, let us know on 061-720-1072. Who said this? This is the person, guys.
I grew up around music my whole life. Had it always been your plan to pursue music? No, it actually wasn't. I was in a singing competition just for fun. And my friends and family...
Someone's managed to get it right this morning.
Yeah, okay, guys. So... I have this feeling that it could be Justin Bieber. I don't know, but I feel like it could be Justin Bieber.
It's literally as simple as that. It's Justin. It's who else sounded like a small girl at 15 years old? There's no one else in this world.
They wanted to be there, but they couldn't. So I put videos of the competition on YouTube, and just for them. And it just kind of blew up. I started getting thousands of hits.
There we go.
And I started getting millions.
You still had that comb cut. That's.
You see, I wasn't wrong to assume it was Lil Mama.
You like music? Well, so do we. This is Tux FM.
And on to some football now. Current champions, that is Mamelodi Sundowns, of course. Winners at Loftus Stadium yesterday evening against AmaZulu, thanks to a goal from Jose Meza at the stroke of half-time. Violet Park and Wits shared the spoils as they drew 1-1. Pirates and Polokwane City were at the Orlando Stadium in Soweto in a game that ended 5 goals and with 2 red cards being shown. Both Themba Nkosi Lorch and Puleng Tlalong received their marching orders in the 40th minute. Sundowns remain 7 points behind log leaders Chiefs on 21 points, while Pirates are level on points with both Wits Highlands Park on 16 points.
You like music? Well, so do we. This is Tux FM.
Welcome to your Tux FM traffic this morning. Let's go see what's happening on your roads. And starting off in Pretoria, it's a quiet morning, actually. But there is still a few little things going on. Paul Kruger Street, there's roadworks and traffic restrictions at the Pretoria North junctions. You can expect delays.